Today's shir is Masechet Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Beis on the Beis at the Mishnah. The new parak says the Mishnah called Menachos Bois Matzah. All carbon mincha come from matzah. That means we have to make sure that they don't become chametz. Because were they to become chametz, that they would become posel. Of course, the question, as we're going to be learning in our shir, is how can they become chametz if there's no water put into the karbon mincha? The ingredients of the karbon mincha are flour and oil. Oil is a mei peiris, and mei peiris is not machmetz, doesn't become chametz. So as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that did add some water, because otherwise there would be no question, how could the mincha become chametz? Of course, they did add some water, but as we now learn in the Mishnah, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem extensively in the Gemara, that they had to make sure that it should not become chametz. Chutz mi chametz shebetayda. The Torah teaches us that when one brings a carbon mincha, he has to bring with it 40 loaves, 4 times 10. And 3 of those loaves are matzah, are not chametz, but one of them is allowed to be chametz. 10 of them, that means a total of 10 are chametz. That they, shein bois chametz, as the pasuk indeed says, achalos lechem chametz yakiv kabonai. Ramei Omer, so the question is that in order to have a dough, you need it to rise, you need it to ferment. And what they used to do to ferment is they use sourdough. So what was the sourdough that they used to make the lachme toide chametz? So Ramei Omer has saw, they would take some dough that would be sourdough, that has the ability to let that dough become fermented, that dough could rise the rest of the dough. Boy de lemetaychai. That means, as they brought an isarin of flour for the lachme toida that were chametz by the toida, they would take out a little flour and knead it with water, and that would be put into the rest of the flour, that would be able to make the dough rise or machmatzen. And what Ramei is suggesting, the reason Ramei is suggesting that it be done this way is because we need to have only an isarin of flour. The Torah is very specific that we should use an isarin of flour. So now, how do we accomplish that we have an isarin of flour on one hand? But on the other hand, that even though we only have an isarin of flour, we have some sar, we have some sourdough, we have to somehow produce it from within the dough, the isarin that we began with. Rabbi Huda says to Ramea, Afi Einaman Mufchar. This is really not a preferable way to work, because the dough, we're starting with the sarna flour, and we want to make it into chametz, we want to make it leaven, but we don't have a lot of time. So by doing this, it's not the preferable method of accomplishing what we need to accomplish. Ela mevius asar, we bring some prepared sourdough, and we put it into the isarin, and then we fill it up with the rest of the isarin that we need to have. To which the Chachamim say to Yehuda, and like Tarsus points out, when the Mishnah says it's the Chachamim addressing Rabbi Yehuda, it's really Rameyer who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who's disagreeing with Rameyer, and says, the Chum say to him, Af he hoisach sera yisera. Using this approach is not really fantastic, because you're not going to have, very possibly, the right amount of isarin. That means, if you're going to have the sourdough made with a lot of water, then it's going to take up more room if it was pure flour. And if it's going to take up more room than it's pure flour, that water is taking up room, you're going to have less than an isarin of flour. if you put in a little water and that makes it a very dense dough, that makes that then you'll have too much flour. And therefore, says Rameya, if the Torah is being very careful that we want it to be exactly in a sarin, using this approach is not going to be the proper approach. Begins the Gemara Bamine, Rav Preda Rav Ami, Rav Preda asked Rav Ami, Menayin l'chola menachas sheboi matzahs. Matzah, we started the shir that all kavur minchas should be matzah, should not be leavened. And the Gemara asked, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Nolan, asked the Gemara, what's your question? From where we know it. The Pasuk Seba, the Ksiba, that says explicitly, said, so he asked, I understand by certain Kavan Milchus, the Torah is very explicit. But my question is, Ksiba, where it says, I understand, the like Ksiba, but where the Torah doesn't say it, Ksiba, it's we learn it from the Pasuk, that says, V'zayis Torah HaMincha, Hakav oisa b'nei Aaron l'fnei Hashem apnei mizbeach, but in the seven men of Yochel Aaron abona matzis Yochel. So the Torah is telling us explicitly here that all kavan milchas should be matzah. The Sheif Hashem Shmuel says that why does the Torah so not want the milchas should be made from chametz? So he says, as we know, the Yetzahara is called chametz. So the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tesav and Aleph, teaches us that the Malachim challenged Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Tuna hoitchal shemayim," that the Torah should be left in shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Klum Yetzahara yesh bechem." So what that meant was that actually the Yetzahara was something positive, because we have a Yetzahara. Because we unfortunately have Yetzirah, we need the Torah to be the antidote against the Yetzirah. That's what caused us that we should be able to get the Torah. And that's why he explains that even though all karbonis, mincha, are never chametz, but we know that the shtei lechem that's brought on Shavuos is chametz. Because in Shavuos, when we got the Torah, it turns out that we were able to get the Torah because of the chametz, because of the Yetzahara. And that's why the Shtei Lechem, unlike all other Kabbanis, are brought chametz. Another pshat that I saw, the Sfasemis suggests, he says that Shavuos, we know, comes after the 7 weeks of the Sfira. And after 7 weeks of Sfira, where a person has been able to work on himself and come to a certain madrega and avoid the Hashem, that's when, says the Sfas Emes, we don't have to be so concerned about the Yetzahara, and at that point we could even bring a carbon that is chametz. The Sefer Nitei Eisen has an interesting approach. He says, why a carbon toida has chametz in it? He says, what is the whole point of the carbon toida? The whole point of carbon toida is a person recognizing and realizing that we are all recipients of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person comes to that recognition, then he is able to prevail over the Yetzirah. And because at that point he's able to prevail over the Yetzirah, he can bring a carbon which is chametz. Amalei, says the Gemara, Rav Preda is now coming to explain to Rav Ami what his question was. Because as we're learning, it's quite obvious that the carbon has to be made out of matzah. So what is the question? So I'm like, mitzvah like my boy. My question was not, is there a mitzvah to bring carbon that's matzah? Of course it is. Kimibayli, my question was la'akiv. Is it absolutely essential? Amalei, to which Rav Ami said to Rav Preda, la'akiv nami. As far as it being absolutely essential, of course, because the pasuk says, ksiv lo'safech chametz, and the Torah is very clear don't bring chametz ela matzah. Maskev la Rav Chisda, to which Rav Chisda asks, Ema v'loisafei chametz. Maybe what the Torah, when it says that the matzah should not, that the carbon should not be chametz, it's not allowed to be chametz, but it's allowed to be seir. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Ches Amabeis, quotes a machloikus Ramei Rabbi Yehuda regarding what is something called seir. There's a concept of chametz, there's a concept of matzah, and there's a concept of seir. At what point is the dough no longer in the category of matzah, but it is seir, and then after seir, it becomes chametz. Rameya holds, hechsifu panov, that means if the dough starts getting pale, at that point, it becomes seir. And then when the dough is in the category of karnei chagovim, that means you see cracks in the dough, at that point, it becomes chametz. And if somebody were to eat it chas v'shalom on Pesach, there's a chiyuv karis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rav Meir, and he says that when the dough is pale, it's still matzah. And even though he agrees one should not eat it on Pesach, it is mutter b'hanah. There's no isser of holding on to it on Pesach. When it falls into the category of chanei chagovim, when it has those cracks like the legs of a grasshopper, it becomes seir. And at the next point, where these cracks in the matzah become so abundant that they start getting intertangled with each other, that's when it's considered, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz. So now the Gemara is suggesting, now that we've established that there is this sort of intermediary status of called seir, what the Torah asked the Gemara when it says that the mincha is not allowed to be chametz, it means it's not allowed to be chametz, but seir is acceptable. Ask the Gemara, but given this machlokes that we just explained, seir deman, what status of seir are we referring about? Either a meyer, if we're talking about that it got pale, Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, may that seir. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's still matzah. Vid Rabbi Yehuda, if we're talking about the status of where it started having karnei chagovim, Rameya, according to Rameya, chametz malihi, at that point it's full-fledged chametz. Vid Rameya, if we're going to say the seyer of Rameya, l'Rameya, that according to Rameya it's not matzah, that also can't work, because the lokyalel, because the chametzu, the Rameya holds, if you eat that on Pesach, you'll be chayef for eating chametz. Ella, says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. To understand this, we have to mention another machlokes that's mentioned over there in Masechta Pesachim, and that is somebody who ate seir on Pesach, whatever seir means. According to Rameya, it says yechayev malchus, that even though there's no chiyuv karis, there is still an issur d'oraisa to eat that on Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no chiyuv malchus even, feeding seir, but there is a chiyuv to burn it. So now, the Gemara asks a question. What is the category that we're talking about? Because according to Rabbi Meir, as soon as it's in the category of seir, it's usur. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to be burning it. So we say that we're talking about seir of Rabbi Yehuda, which is not according to chametz. It's not yet have chanei chagovim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's not chametz, you don't get malchus. The Gemara is questioning that maybe that's what the Torah says can be used. That would be usable for korban mincha. The pasuk says lois of chametz. The pasuk is saying that we're going to learn here that only chametz is prohibited. And the Gemara is saying that maybe seir, certainly according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be allowed to be used for korban mincha still. That was one question. Now ask the Gemara another question. Maskler of Nachman Yitzchak v'emelay seir chametz el cholot. Before baking it, they put it into boiling water. And chaluta, is the Gemara suggesting, is still considered kosher, that it's considered matzah, and maybe it can be used for Karban Mincha. That, in other words, what the Gemara is suggesting, that not only should matzah be used for the Karban Mincha, but the matzah should be chaluta, the matzah should be put into boiling water. And ask the Gemara, what do we mean? Chalut ma'inihu. What is the definition of chalut? E revuka, if we're going to say that we put it into boiling water and then we bake it. So e da'as revuka, if we want to bring one of the types of Karban Mincha that we've identified in previous shiurim as being known as revuka, ksiba revuka. So then the Torah says make it revuka. E da'leka revuka, but if you're not making a revuka mincha, like ksiba revuka, so why would we think that you should do chaluta before you bake the mat, before you bake the Karban Mincha, if it's not a revuka type? Vema, the ksiba revuka, maybe says the Gemara, maybe where the Torah says revuka, there it's the Torah saying mitzvah revuka. You have to make it revuka. The like ksiba revuka, what the pasuk is teaching us, is ibay revuka laisi, ibay matzah laisi. You could bring it chalut, you could bring it that way or not. Says the Gemara, so the question of the Gemara is that the pasuk le'sofik chametz maybe is coming to teach us that you should always do, or you can always do, chaluta. A third question. Mask le'ravina, ve'im le'sofik chametz, when the Torah says don't bring, that the mincha should not be chametz, le'mekun gav ba'alma, that somebody makes a korban mincha into chametz, he's over alas. However, if sula lemifsula, it doesn't necessarily make the carbon possible. So there's a very interesting question. Famous Gemara in Masech de Temura. If the Torah told us not to do something and you did it anyway, does it have any halachic validity or not? Abaya holds Mahani and Rava holds Loi Mahani. So the Gemara's question is that, so the question that automatically comes up in our Gemara is the Torah is saying, according to this understanding, that certainly you shouldn't make it into chametz. So if you shouldn't make it into chametz, and if we hold like Rava, the Kalmas Dom Rachman Aloy Savid, anything the Torah said not to do, Yavid Loi Mahani, so how could we think that the Karban Mincha would be still kosher? The Pri Chodesh, because of this and other rayas, agree, say that even though Rava has this concept of Kol Misal Dama Rachman Lo Savadi Yavad Lo Mahani, if the Torah tells us don't do something, if you do it, it won't be valid, that is not a halacha that's said by Kachim. By Kachim, Rava will agree that Yavad Mahani. There are different explanation that when is Ovid Loi Mahani is when it's in the actual Hakrovas HaKarbon. If we do the carbon on, not like the Tzarash Yisrael said this Pshat, if you bring the carbon not like the way the Torah wanted you to bring the carbon, Ovid Loi Mahani won't be valid. Here, we're not talking that the carbon is being brought that way. We're talking about that you made it into chametz. The Chaya Adam has a different approach. He says, where do we say the rule of Ovid Loi Mahani is where the Isser created the situation. Here, the Isser didn't create the situation. You brought a proper Karban Mincha. And since you brought a proper Karban Mincha, therefore, the halacha is the fact that you made a chametz doesn't disqualify it. Another point that I saw is that when we learned earlier in our Masechta, the sugyas that every carbon has to be salted, the Torah said this halacha, bris melech oilam hu, and the Gemara learned bris kunas oilam, that just like a carbon has to be brought by a kohen, so too is halacha, the carbon has to have salt. What do we see from there, says the Shaar Melech? that when the Torah wants something to be absolutely necessary, when we speak about a carbon, when the Torah wants something absolutely necessary to be a carbon, then the Torah says it in a very explicit manner. If not, it won't become that way. And that's why that will say pshat in our Gemara as well. Our Gemara is referring to a situation where it's not so absolutely, where the Torah didn't stress that it may not be chametz. Since the Torah didn't stress it, maybe it would be acceptable even if you made it chametz, you just were over a lav. El menolam. So because of all these questions, says the Gemara, how do we know that the halach is that the mincha may not under any circumstances be chametz? Says the Gemara, Ketanya, as we learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, matzah tia, matzah. So we would think, just if the Torah says that it should be matzah, yochel mitzvah, l'chatchila, it should be matzah, tamalamet tia, that the Torah adding the word tia, what the Torah means to say is a kosel kova chayvoy, that's absolute. Baimene, rapray de ravami, menayla kol menachshin anoyshus b'proyshim. Says the Gemara, how do we know that all carbon minchas are needed in lukewarm water? And that when we need something in lukewarm water, it can become chametz, mishamram, and then it becomes our obligation, shaloyach mitzu, to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. Why does he assume that it has to be able to become chametz? Explain the Chazon Ish. If the Torah says v'shmartem, that we should make sure that it doesn't become chametz, it obviously has to be something that can become chametz. If it's not something that can become chametz, then we can never have the din of going out of our way to make sure that we should be careful that it doesn't become chametz. So we have to do something to make sure to prevent it, that it can become chametz, and then prevent it from being chametz. Umasham shloyach mitzu, nomdenu mi pesach, tiksiv, vishmatem es matzahs. And by pesach, we know that the matzah that we make could be chametz. And here too, the mincha has to be able to be chametz and then make sure it isn't chametz. Amalei, so Rav Ami said to Rapei, we don't have to learn this from pesach, but gufa ktsiv. The pasuk in that speaks about the carbon mincha itself is a proof. What the pasuk says is matzah tia, and explains what the Gemara that means is matzah chayeu. They make it into that it should be matzah. That means we should prevent it from being chametz. Says the Gemara, but how can we say that's what that pasuk teaches us? For fikte la'akiv, haven't we just learned that this pasuk is the pasuk that teaches us that it has to be matzah and it's not allowed to be chametz? So how could you say it's here for a different purpose? Answers the Gemara, Im Kain, if all the pasuk was for that purpose, look to Krab Matzahi. Why did the Torah use the word tia, my tia? Shmamino tarti. We learned two halachas. One is that the mincha is not allowed to be made only for matzah, and if it's not, it's pasul. And the other halach is that we have to make it in a situation where it can become chametz, but we're making sure it doesn't. Amle Rabbanu Rapreide, Rab Ezra Barbareide, Rab Avtulus. Rab Ezra was the grandson of Rav Tulus, to who he Asiri Rab Elazar ben Azariah. He was the 10th generation of Rab Elazar ben Azariah, and Rab Elazar ben Azariah was Asiri Ezra, was the 10th generation of Ezra Asifer. And what the Mara is coming to teach us is that Rab Ezra came to Rapeida for the purpose of learning Torah. And he didn't walk into the room until Rapeida gave him permission to enter. Kaya Baba, he's standing on the door wanting to enter to learn Torah. Amma, so he said, my kulahai, why are you speaking so much about his yichas, where he comes from? And he said as following, Ibar Oryan Hu Yoi, if he's a true Talmud Chacham, even though he doesn't have this yichus, it doesn't make a difference. V'bar avuin, if bar avuin or bar avon, if he both is a Talmud Chacham and he has Yichus, Yoi, that's wonderful. But if on the other hand, he has only Yichus and no, and he's not a Talmud Chacham, Isha Techlei, he should be burnt. Why does he deserve to be burnt? Because there's much more of a claim to a person who has Yichus, whose forefathers were Talmid Chachamim, and he's not learning. So the question here is, what was Rav Preda's attitude towards Yichus? And the way I saw Rav Meir Shapiro, Lublina Rov, explain the Gemara, is certainly he had very great respect for Yichus. But he says, when you think that he made two very important points about Yichus. One point that he made about Yichus is that Yichus can be used as an issue. If somebody has Yichus and he's not living up to his Yichus, then it's much more of a claim that he doesn't have Yichus. And the other point he makes is that, let's see what the Gemara says. Ibara Uriyot Ubara Vun. He said, if he's both a Talmud Chacham and a Yichus, Yoi. But what did he say first? The thing that he mentioned first was that Bar Uriyon. A person, it's wonderful that he has Yichus. But as much as it's wonderful that he has Yichus, it's even more important that it should be a Talmud Chacham. Being a Talmud Chacham is more important, he said, than being a Baal Yichus. That's why he said that. Why did he say Eish Techlei? Why did he specifically say that if he's a person who's not a Talmud Chacham, he should be burnt by fire? So I saw, we know, the Torah, the Gdoshah says, Obas Ish Koin, Kisech Eliznois. If a Koin has a daughter who does a terrible Aveira, Asaviyah Michalelas, Beish Tisarev. The Torah says that a Bas Ish Koin, who's Mizana, is Chayiv Sreifa, which is not the halacha by other people. Why is that the case? Because he's a Bas Ish Koin, and she comes from such a great Yichus, she has to be careful how she behaves. And that's what he said here too. If he's a Baal Yichus, and he's not living up to that Yichus, then Eish Techlinu. But the Mashah has a different Gersa in our Gemara. He says that the right Gersa in our Gemara is Ima Techlinu. Usually, Baruch Hashem, when somebody has a child, it's a bracha to the family. But here, if you have a yachsin, he said, and doesn't learn Torah, why was he born? Another pshat that the Tzoyin Kedoshim suggest is Chazal say, Amar Avu, Amar Belozer, Talmid Chachamim, Ein Or Shel Gehenim Shalatis Behem. Somebody's a Talmud Chacham, the Gehenim has no effect on him. So what he was saying here was that if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he doesn't have to worry about the fire of Gehenim. But if he's not a Talmud Chacham, Eish Techlana, then he has to be concerned about what the fire of Gehenim will do to him. Amalei, so they told him, Bar Uriyon Hu, your concern is not there, he's a Talmud Chacham. Amalei, so Rabbi Freda said, if he's indeed a Talmud Chacham, let him enter. Chazi Davakira Dati, Rabbi Freda saw that he wasn't calm. He didn't have the menuchas he didn't have a menuchas nefesh. And he knew that is what's required to be able to learn. So what did he do? And the Maral says that this was the minig when they used to give shiurim, that whenever Magid Shir gave a shiur, he used to always first say a Dvar Agada. Because a Dvar Agada would put the listeners into the proper frame of mind, and then they could hear the shir. Pasach v'amaser Apreda said the following. The Pasach says in Tehillim, Amart l'Hashem elikim ato tovasi balalecha. Omer Knesset Yisrael fenekarash baruch hu, Knesset Yisrael says to Hashem, Rebbeinu shloilem, hachsli tovish daticha ba'olam. We deserve credit because we are the one that publicized that there is a Hashem in the world. Omer lo, Tavasi Baal Alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you're not the ones that deserve the credit. Any Machzor Taiva, whom do I give the credit to? El Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Shediyonet Tchila Ba'olam. They were the ones that made me known in the world. They are the ones that deserve the credit. The question, of course, is that why Yitzchak V'Yaakov? Why not Avram? Just Avram says, so that I saw that the Sefer Bina Le'itim says that the difference between Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov versus Avram versus everyone else is that Klal Yisrael only made HaKadosh Baruch Hu famous after they were beneficiaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiva. What we're learning here was Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, even before the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them these great nisim, they already publicized the shame in Hashem. So here we see that there's a concept of hechsegli toiva, and give me credit. And there's a question that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses, where somebody is the Rav of a shul, a Magid Shir, and he saying, I'm willing not to get any benefit from what I'm doing, don't pay me. So he first of all quotes Rav Shach Zatzal, who says that Rav Shach used to quote the Chazon Ish that a Rav should get paid, because we want the people, when people pay somebody, they have greater respect for that person. And they wanted that the people should respect. And in fact, well, on the other hand, we know the Gemara says, Ma'ani b'chenem af atem b'chinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just like I don't get paid to teach Torah, af atem b'chinam, you shouldn't get paid. So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Yordei simeresh mem vav sifhei, ma'ash naga in the lamin akol b'schar, this that people get salary for teaching Torah, im ein l'cha b'ma'an l'sa'an ashari. If this person will not have panosa otherwise, of course it's permissible. And then Shulchan Aruch says, "V'afilu yeshloi im uschar b'teila." If somebody has he can't work, he's not working at that time, and he could have been working, he's also allowed to get paid. But we see from here maybe that it's not appropriate to get paid. Says so. He has this dilemma. The Chashukei Chemed: should a rav preferably take money or not take money? And he says that he's l'chatchila allowed to take salary, because what he's doing by taking salary is not doing himself a favor. He's saying he's doing the tzibur a favor. When the tzibur has a rabbi who they support and that causes them to show tremendous respect to their rav, that is something that is important. And therefore, it should be encouraged. Kim the Shama Kama Adir says, once he heard Rav Preide use the word Adir, Vadire Kalchetzi Bom, Pasuk for Omar. The Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a revenge in the Mitzrayim by Yamsuf, the Pasuk says, Yova Adir, V'yifril Adirim, Madirim ba'adirim. Yova Adir refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tiksiv Adir b'morim Hashem. V'yifril Adirim El Yisrael. Shnem v'adirei kol cheftzei bom. May Adirim from the Mitzrayim. Tiksiv Tzolok Aferes b'mayim Adirim. Ba'adirim El Mayim. And where did he do this all? In the Adirim. Shnem mekolos mayim rabim Adirei mishbrei yom. And all this speaks about the tremendous Chazdei Hashem that Hashem did for us, the Adir that He did for us against. We know that on different times of the year, when we say Musaf, we say Kedusha by Musaf, we add the words Adir Adireinu. The question is, where is the time? When is that the right time to say? If we look in the Sefer Paradis L'Rashi, the Chashukei Chemed quotes this, that the only time to say Adi Adireinu is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's something, he says that Adi Adireinu is something that the Malachim say, and only on the Yom Narayim, where we are compared to the Malachim, we should say Adi Adireinu. There's some that say it on every Shabbos and Yontif. That's the Machzeh Vitri. And there are those that say it only on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yom Neroyim, and on the Yom Tovim. The reason many don't say it on Shabbos and Yontif, there's some that don't say, is because it speaks about Mashiach. Mashiach's not going to come on Shabbos and Yontif. But the main point is to say it in a time where we are able to express our recognition of Hashem in our world, and that is on the Yom Tovim, on Shabbos, is a time that we are particularly close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize that greatness. The Pasuk, the Gemara continues. The Pasuk said, he said, Yovi Yadid Ben Yadid, V'yivne Yadid, L'Yadid B'chelkesh Yadid, V'skaper Boi Yadidim. Yovi Yadid Z'Shloim HaMelech, T'Ksiv Yishlach B'Yad Nosan HaNovi V'Yikri Shmoi Yadidya B'Avar Hashem, Ben Yadid Z'Avram, T'Ksiv Mal Yadidi B'Beisei, the Hashem says to Avram Avinu when he finds him in the Beis HaMikdosh, Mali Didi Bebesi, Viksiv, Vivani did Sabes HaMikdosh, Viksiv, Ma Yedidis Meshkinasecha, Li Yedid Zakarish Baruch, Viksiv, Ashir Nol Yedidi, Bechelkish Yedid Zabinyamin, Shenemar, the Dot Binyamin is called the Yedid, and the Beis HaMikdosh is built in the portion of Yedid, of Binyamin, as the Pasuk says, L'Binyamin Oma Yedid Hashem Yishkoin L'Vetach, Yishkaper Bo Yedidim El Yisrael D'Ksiv Nosati Yedid Nafshi B'Kaf Goyver. So therefore, this all represents this is the Pasuk that speaks about how Yedidis with Hashem. Yov Toiv continues, he said, Yov Toiv V'Kabel Toiv M'Toiv L'Toivim. Yov HaToiv is a Moshe, the Ksiv, the Teiroi Soike Toifu, the Kabbal Toiv is a Toiv, the Ksiv, Kilekach Toiv, Nosati Lachem, Mi Toiv is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and receive it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate good, the Ksiv Toiv Hashem Lakoil, who will be the recipients, the Toiv Me'el Yisrael, the Ksiv Hashem, Hativa Hashem, Hativa Hashem, the Toivim. Yov Zev Yikabal Zev, Mi Amzu Lezev, says the Gemara, Yov Zeh Zeh Moshe, Tiksiv Zeh Moshe Ish, V'kabel Zois Zu Zois HaTorah, Tiksiv Zois HaTorah Asah Hashem Moshe, Mizeh Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tiksiv Zeh Keli Van Veyu, Lam Zu El Yisrael, Shinema Am Zu Kenisa. We said before that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Mali did be Beisi. What does that mean? It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Amar b'yitzchak b'shoshachar b'yis ha-migdash, when the b'yis was destroyed, Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram Avinu, Shayomer b'yis ha-migdash, was standing in the b'yis ha-migdash, and Amalai, and Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Mali didi b'beisi, why are you here? Amar, so he says to him, Aliske b'ni b'asi, I came to me mispalul for my children. Amalai b'nachachatu, your children did Averis, and that's why Golu, they're going into Golus. Amalai, Shema B'Shagig Chatu, maybe the Averis that they did B'Shagig, and they don't deserve such a terrible punishment to go into Golus. Amalai, Asoysa HaMezima. So Hashem says to him, they did the Averis B'Mezit. Amalai, Shema Miyotin Chatu, maybe only a small portion of Klai Yisrael did the Avera, minority. Amalai Harabin, many people did Avera. Amalai Hayilcham Liskolam Bismillah, said you should remember the Bismillah and that should protect them. Amalai Ubisar Kodesh Yavr Melecha, they took away the Bismillah. They didn't do the Bismillah anymore. Amalai Shemim Hamtatalam Ayachazim Tshuva, so he said maybe if you would have given them an opportunity, they would have done Tshuva. Amalai Kura'asi Oz Taloisi, when they do, when they have a simcha, they do averis. They're always doing averis. And therefore, I don't have any expectation, says Hashem, that they're doing tshuva. Miyad, says the Gemara, Hiniach Yod al Roshay. Avram Avinu puts his hands on his head. He cries out, maybe there's no hope for Klal Yisrael. Yotzu Baskova Omar, Zai Yisran and Yofa Pri, Toyer Kar Hashem Shemecha. Ma Zai Zu, when we speak about an Aleph, Achrisoi B'Soifoi, it takes a long time for the Alephs to grow. But then they ultimately come out. Af Yisrael, so too, when we speak about Klal Yisrael, Achrisim B'Soifoi, they're going to have a good end. The Medrash, when it quotes this Medrash, says that this happened on Tisha B'Av. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu that Klal Yisrael is going to Golus. And Avram Avinu said, but I already did what you told me, Kumas Alech Ba'aretz L'Rach Bay Ba'arach Bay, that I did a kinyan and all of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is mine and goes to my children. Why are you sending them to Golus? That the Pnei Menachem says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Avram Avinu, you were the one that chose Golus for your children, so now why do you complain when I'm sending them to Golus? To which he explains, the Medrash says, what Avram Avinu was saying was that I didn't want, maybe I should come along with the Golus. And if I will come along with them into the Golus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, they'll have more of a chance to survive in the terrible goals that we are. So we saw that the special goal, the special schus that they wanted to have was that they have the bris milah. So here we see how important the mitzvah bris milah is. And the Chashuki Chemed has an interesting discussion where there's a Rav who was they were mechaber him. He has two opportunities. He has an opportunity to be a Masada Kedushin at a wedding, or he has an opportunity that to be a Masada Kedushin at a wedding or to be a Sandik at a Bris. Which should he choose? And he suggests, now that we see in our Gemara how powerful the mitzvah of Bris Mila is, and moreover, he suggests that the mitzvah of being Masada Kedushin is only a Heksha mitzvah. By being the Masada Kedushin, in fact, the halacha really is that the chassan himself should make the bracha. Just the halacha says, because k'dei shloi levayis mi shalein yachal, to prevent somebody who doesn't know how to make the bracha, they instituted that there's only, that there should be a rab being beside the kedushin. But certainly the mitzvah of bris is a greater mitzvah, and therefore he says that one should prefer being a sandik at a bris versus being a beside the kedushin. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, continues saying there, the pasuk of Zayis Ran and Yafei, L'kol hamula gedoyla, hitzis eish alea, v'ra deli yosef. Amar Rav Chinen of a papa. Amar Rav Chinen of a papa, L'kol mileim shemiraglim. Because the miraglim said what they said, Nisroya deli seim shiisrael. The Klal Yisrael suffered terribly. Amar Rav Chinen of my papa, Dover Godel, Diver Meraglim, the Rosh Hashanah. When the Meraglim spoke so terribly about Eretz Yisrael, they said a terrible thing. They said, says the Gemara, they didn't, I'll take him in menu, Ella, mi menu. They meant to say that they're even stronger, Chas V'Sholem, than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyoch al-fila balabayis, ene yoch al-oitzi kelem misham. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the strength to fight against the Kananim. Says the Gemara, Masla Rechinin Rechinin, if you say that pasuk that way, Hay l'kol hamula g'dayla, l'kol mila b'bayle, it should have said that the word mila, the words, not the noise. Ella, says the Gemara, this is pshat in the pasuk. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram, Koylcha shamati, and I heard your cry on behalf of your children. Amalek Hashem Baruch Hu, Kol Chashamati v'Chamati Aleihem. I will, because of your request, have Rachmanos of Klai Yisrael. And Niamati, I said, Yishtab the Barba Malchus. They should become servants to four kingdoms. Bavel, Yovan, Pras, and Edom. Kol Achas V'Achas, Bashir Abba Malchus. For each Golus should be as long as all four Malchus combined. Hashto, what I'm going to do, Kol Chad V'Chad Amai the Pasuk Lay. Each Golus is only going to be as long, each Golus is going to only be as long as what's supposed to be, what it said. V'kadam Rani Marti, B'zeh Achazeh. I said that Klai Yisrael are going to suffer one consecutively, one after the other. And now he says what Hashem says what they're going to do is basachas. That what I think Pshat is, that Klai Yisrael are dispersed all over the world. And what it means to say is that we're dispersed all over the world, and each one of us in the different places that we are suffering our own independent golus, but it's at the same time not all of us suffering each golus. I'm Rishon ben Levi. Lam nimshi Yisrael azayis. Why Klai Yisrael compared to azayis? Lam loch ma azayis en alav noishrim. Lam v'masacham v'loy ma'asag shamim. There are no parts that fall off the olive tree. Af Yisrael elam b'teilo l'lamis. Klai Yisrael survive forever. Loy ba'alam haza. Loy ba'alam haba. Nothing can make Klai Yisrael disappear. We squeeze the olive, and after the olive is squeezed, we get beautiful olive oil. And the Yisurim are not therefore to be looked at as something as a negative. The Yisurim is what makes us great, and therefore the Aloch is as I saw the Shem Shmuel explains. The Gemara in Masech the Gittin says, we force the person, if he doesn't want to do what's right, till he says he'll do what's right. What does it mean? So the Rambam says, because every Jew is really only wants to do what's right. And what has to be done is just that we have to bring out that. That's what makes them right. And I saw be where they're supposed to be. And I actually saw that Rav Cheska Levenstein, the Panovich of Mashgir, said, what is the purpose of the Ketisa? What is the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing us in this way? As he says, many Averas come from Gaiva. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he takes the Gaiva out of us. And once he removes the Gaiva out of us, that we are the way we're supposed to be. So we learned in the Mishnah, Machlokes, where how do we make what's supposed to be chametz? How is it supposed to be made? So Rameyah said that we take some of the flour of the Yisorin. We take some of the flour of the Yisorin, and that flour of the Yisorin is made into sourdough, which makes the flour rise. Says the Rabbi Yehuda Aimer that we bring separate sar, and that separate sar that we bring is what is used to make the flour into chametz when we have to have a chametz for the carbon taida for the shtei lechem. But the Gemara said, the Mishnah said that the chamim Rameyer was not satisfied with that approach. The reason Rameyer was not satisfied with that approach, we learned this because then you won't have the right amount of Yisorah necessarily. Says the Gemara, what was meant when it said Chaseira or Yisera? Amar of Chizde, Isis or Ova, if you made the sourdough with a lot of dough, a lot of flour, not much water, Nimtzis Yisera Midas Yisorah. So then you're going to not have enough, when you put that sour into the with the rest of the flour, you're going to have too much flour. Raka nimtzis chaserin. If you have too much water and not enough flour, you make a loose batter, you're going to have too much water and not enough flour. Saif says, asked the Gemara, what's the difference? Kiko kail, asarka kail. We're putting this into the measure of the Yisorin. And when we're putting it into the measure of the Isarin, we're going to have an Isarin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Dam Tavayu, L'Kumais Shehem Esherinin. When we need to do this evaluation, we don't do it with how much there is now, we have to look how much there was originally. Says the Gemara, Velishtikol Portemonnaie. Says the Gemara, why don't we take a little soilus out of the flour, V'Lichmetzei V'Evroi, let it become leavened, let it become sourdough. Says the Gemara, V'Leisiv V'Nilu Shebedei, and put it right in. Says, and like that, you'll have everything that you needed. You didn't bring outside tzar, but you didn't rely on this tzar inside, which is not real good tzar. Says the Gemara, the reason that wasn't suggested is Gzir Dimas L'Suyma Alma, we're concerned that you may end up bringing tzar, which wasn't from the original flour, which of course is not what's supposed to be used.